In the times that you are experiencing, you are going to find it necessary and wise to pay attention to where your energy is going. There are so many things that are about, that have changed or that are in change, that pull on different parts of your energy. And the awareness of where your energy is going is the thing that is determining how much power you will be able to hold. There are some interesting structures in your society about the use of your energy. And most of them are incorrect. It is as though you are always being given the choice. Are you going to be cold and withholding, or are you going to be overflowing? And what we would like to tell you is that you do not want to make either of those choices. They are the choices of extremes, and because they are extreme, they will rob you of your energy. We are going to talk about the one step back, which we know you have used in many circumstances, but your world being what it is, the ability to take one step back, not into coldness, but also not into passion. The one step back that says, I see that this is happening. I am happy about it or not happy about it, but it is happening. And it is not mine to change if I did not create it. It does not need all of my energy. And the one step back is what enables you to see something disappointing without giving a great deal of energy to the disappointment, and to see something very good without giving too much energy to that either. It will not make you cold or hot. It will make you balanced. It will make you be able to look at your world where so much has turned over and will continue to turn over without losing your balance for your personal growth, which no matter what is happening in the world outside of you is continuing and needs not only your attention, but needs you to focus your energy with yourself in such a way that whatever is happening in the world, you do not lose your place with yourself or your balance as you walk in the world. So it is the thing to be remembering in this time where you are walking. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a warm rain falling, and let that warm rain wash away aspects of the world which might want too much of your own energy. Release that, let it move away from you. And move to your heart center to find the beauty that you have created there. And to see what a beautiful place you have made to nurture and to rest. See what is growing. Know that the light of the universe is causing that garden in this place to grow as it should, to support you as you grow, as you should. And feel your energy. And feel it begin to rise, moving up through your body, feel the crown open so that your energy can rise into the night sky to become a light among lights. And see the path that opens before you. And go to that path and know that this path is a path you walk without exertion, without judgment, without shame, without trying hard. Let the path lead you. And walk lightly on the path as it rises. And brings you to a place of preparation for your energy. And upward to your teacher. Take this time to be with your teacher. Now allow your teacher to give you a gift. Rest the mind and know the gift. Receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher for being here with you. Come down to the energy that supports you and fills you. Feel eternity all around you. Come to the room above your circle, and as a service, find a gift or a message for all those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.